Just too funny. I can't not laugh. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, the top secret American Right to Life DNC Sheets of Shame project is 24% complete. 24% complete. 2,300 sheets sent in from around the country to the American Right to Life headquarters, and donated from, the bulk of them came from folks here in the Denver area. And they're being sewed together in a top secret location that you can only find out about if you volunteer to sew or fold. And these sheets are being sewn together for the Sheets of Shame project, and also there is an effort underway to assemble 44 backpacks, 44 framed backpacks. And I heard from the American Right to Life office that they have 11. They have 11. They need 33 more framed backpacks, and they need to borrow them from as soon as possible through the DNC, which ends on the 28th, August 28th. And you could call the American Right to Life office at 1-888-888-ARTL. Can't get easier than that, can you? To remember a phone number for American Right to Life, American RTL, 1-888-888-ARTL. Of course, a 888 number is a toll-free number. So that's 1-888-888-ARTL. If you live in Colorado and you could loan a framed backpack, right, just a backpack that has the aluminum poles on it, and you put the straps over your shoulders, fasten them together in front of you. 44 framed backpacks. They have 11. They need 33 more. And whenever, you know, but the sooner the better so that they know they have them. And they need to borrow them through the end of the DNC, which will be on, it'll end August 28th when Obama speaks, the Obamanation speech coming up August 28th, Thursday, to conclude the DNC's convention here in Denver. So it's exciting. So many people have asked, what's the Sheets of Shame project? And the only people who know what it is are the people who are volunteering, and there have been a lot. There is a list. One of the volunteers is keeping a list of everyone volunteering, and it's about 50 people so far have been involved sewing and folding. Those are the two big projects, sewing and folding. So if you're able to sew, great. We used to say if you're able to sew a straight line. We don't even say that anymore. If you're just able to sew. And if you're not able to sew, if you could just fold. If you can't fold, volunteer for National Right to Life. If you can't fold, volunteer for one of their projects. But if you could sew or fold, American Right to Life needs you. So call them, and there are morning, afternoon, and evening shifts, 7 days a week, from now until the DNC begins. And you want to talk about exciting events for the week of the DNC. Big time events. The Sheets of Shame project, that's fun. Now, if you don't know what it is, it's top secret. So you don't know what it is, you'll find out, Lord willing. Lord willing, you'll find out. I mean, if the Lord returns before then, you might never find out. We'll forget about it in all the excitement. But if the Lord doesn't return, if everything goes well, then wow, that'll be exciting. You'll find out. But if you volunteer in the meantime for American Right to Life's DNC Sheets of Shame project, then I think you'll have a blast. The fellowship is fabulous. The fellowship is absolutely fabulous. And if you don't live in Denver and you're worried that the Sheets of Shame project, you'll be left out somehow, I wouldn't worry. I wouldn't worry. Just tune in to Bob and Yurt Live, and Lord willing, we'll let you know how the Sheets of Shame project went. Okay. There's also the Clinton Watch project, and we need help, and you might be able to help if you will be in the Denver area during the DNC. Now, some people are coming in from around the country. Some people, as in over about 100 that we know of, are coming into Colorado to help in the effort to expose the wickedness of the Democratic National Party. And they support the killing of unborn children. They support sodomy, homosexuality. That's what I mean by that term. They support homosexuality. And they support our godless schools. And they're basically willing to destroy the Judeo-Christian fabric of our nation and of our families in order to support their rebellion against God. So it's worth it to expose the works of darkness. That's what the New Testament says. Expose the works of darkness. And it's gross even to describe the things advocated by the wicked. So we try not to do that more than we need to. Okay, so if you're in the Denver area, you can perhaps help with the Clinton Watch. And that is when Bill Clinton is in Colorado for the DNC. First of all, if you have teenage daughters, please keep them at home from August 24th through August 28th. Please keep them at home. And for those of you who are good with a digital camera, or if you could hold a sign, not a huge sign, just a regular protest sign, we'll have a team stationed at each of the strip joints in Denver, especially the ones near the convention center. And folks will be on the lookout for Bill Clinton, but not only for Bill Clinton, for any other Democrat going in to these places, we'll take their pictures and upload them to the American Right to Life national website. And then folks around the country can check in a couple times a day, look at the pictures, and see if they recognize their Democratic senator, representative, congressman, you know, some congressional district guy from Georgia thinks, oh, man, I'm from Atlanta. And he thinks, I'm in Colorado. Nobody knows me here. And he goes a half a block from the convention center, goes into a strip joint, American Right to Life, snaps his picture, puts it on the website, and some pro-lifers in Georgia say, hey, we know that guy. That's Representative so-and-so. That's our Democratic representative. And they put a comment right under his picture, his name, his title, and their thoughts about him. And then that will sort toward the top of the list of photographs. So whichever photographs get the most comments will be toward the top of the list. But that'll be automatic. So it'll be worthwhile. And this morning, Peter Boyles was on vacation. He's a talk show host on KHOW Radio and popular Denver talk radio station. And the host was talking about what's going to happen on the during the DNC. And I called in. I just called in as Bob, caller Bob. And I said, have you heard about the Clinton Watch Project? And the host said, yeah, Lou, he's filling in for Peter Boyles. He said, yeah, I heard about that. Remind us, what's the Clinton Watch? And I said, it's the American Right to Life's Clinton Watch, where they're going to be at all the strip joints taking pictures of all the Democratic conventioneers going in. They're going to post their pictures on the internet. And he laughed. And he said, well, why is it the Clinton Watch? And I said, because Bill Clinton will be here. You got to keep your teenage daughters at home that week. And he laughed. And then he said, yeah, but that's funny. That's a good plan. But why would you take pictures of men going into these places? Because he said, if I were out of town, that's where I would go. It's a startling. Anybody out there know Lou's last name? Lou filled in for Peter Boyles. I didn't know Lou who. I thought it was Lulu. I don't know what his last name is. Lulu? Anyway, Lou and I had a talk then for a few minutes, sort of changed the topic, about why it's despicable, as I explained to him, for a man to go into a strip joint, and why it's wrong and fundamentally criminal to conduct commerce in human sexuality. It's wrong. And he, of course, can't comprehend why it would be wrong. And, you know, the Taliban, they're, in their wickedness, they cover a woman from head to toe and just let her eyes peer out. And those are faceless human beings. And God gave us a face to show who we are as an individual. And when you cover up someone's face, you take away their identity. You take away their identity. And that's what the Taliban do to women. And it's despicable. And so the Taliban, they cover a woman from head to toe. Liberals, they take a woman with no clothing and they put cameras all around her and broadcast it. So that's wickedness on both ends. Lou Barletta, mayor of Watt. Mayor of Watt. Mayor of San Francisco. Mayor of Las Vegas. Oh, man, I can't wait for somebody to sue the city of Las Vegas for their filthy ad campaign encouraging husbands to go to Las Vegas and cheat on their wives with the slogan, what is it? What happens here stays here. Is that how it goes in Las Vegas? And of course, a man cheats on his wife and he brings home a disease, maybe HIV, maybe gonorrhea, maybe syphilis, and he gives it to his wife and she sues the city of Las Vegas for this false sense of security and this medical misinformation, what happens here stays here. That's not true. That's a lie. That is a lie. Okay. So I had quite the conversation with Lou Barletta, and he exposed his own rebellion against God. And I explained to him that God said, do not commit adultery. And that Jesus said, if you lust in your heart, you're guilty of adultery. So he was hysterical, of course, but that goes without saying. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Now, I'm giving you a list of some of the things happening during the DNC. So they're the Sheets of Shame Project, and please, oh, Lou Pate? All right, Lou Pate. Sorry. Okay. Someone is just, no apology necessary. Lou Pate, not Lou, all right, not the mayor. All right, Lou Pate. That explains it. Boy, that mayor now, he's gonna sue us. He's going to sue us, saying with 50,000 watts. He's running for Congress. Is he a Democrat? Oh, we'll find out. Okay. So we'll see if we get sued for that error. That live radio is dangerous. So we have the Clinton Watch Project. We have the Sheets of Shame Project. And please, if you can, sew or fold. American Right to Life needs your help. And if you can't do either, please sponsor a sheet. Have your name written on a sheet, your name or anything else you'd like. Within reason, you can't say Gulag Archipelago by who's that by? Solzhenitsyn? That'd be too long. Gulag Archipelago. But if you'd like your name, a Bible verse, a phrase written on a sheet, you could call American Right to Life Action. And their number 1-888-ARTL. And you can make a donation and sponsor a sheet, a donation of any amount, and put a name or a phrase on a sheet. And if any pro aborts call in, you could make a donation, but it's $1,000 minimum, and it may be edited. Okay. Now, In a moment, we're going to play for you Bob Schaefer, U.S. Republican Senate candidate here in Colorado. He's been pro-life his whole career. He says for his whole career, he believes that every human life begins at the moment of fertilization. And now we have Amendment 48, and he opposes it. So we'll let you hear him breaking that news in a moment. But to finish off these projects for the DNC, we've got the Clinton Watch, the Sheets of Shame, and your help is needed for that. And then we have Power in the Park. Power in the Park, this is at Martin Luther King Jr. Park, which is just across from the new mega abortion clinic, Auschwitz. And this Power in the Park is exciting, sponsored by American Right to Life. And it's during the DNC in the mornings at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. And let me tell you who some of the speakers are. The nation's most powerful speakers, Dr. Alan Keyes, the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, the Reverend Clenard Childress. Have you heard Reverend Childress from New Jersey? He runs blackgenocide.org. The Reverend Flip Benham of Operation Rescue National. And so many, and a dozen other speakers. And this is just going to be fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Steve Curtis will be there. Jill Stanek will be there. Ron Brock will be there. Ken and Joe Scott, directors of Pro-Life Colorado. Cal Zastro and Keith Mason, trailblazers with the Personhood Amendment here in Colorado. Bishop Philip Porter, one of the leading black ministers in Denver, will be there. You'll get to hear Kevin Swanson and Gino Geraci, Brian Rohrbaugh, president of American Right to Life, Joe Riccobono, president of Colorado Right to Life, Christy Burton, sponsor of the Personhood Amendment, Will Duffy, founder of the Collaborators Project, Matt Troella from Milwaukee with Missionaries to the Preborn. I mean, this is a powerhouse lineup, and it's at Power in the Park. Thousands of invitations have gone to black families and Hispanic families in the neighborhood. Beautiful pamphlets, too. And you could get some, if you'd like, by calling American Right to Life, 1-888-888-ARTL, to invite some folks to come out in the mornings during the DNC from 8 in the morning to lunchtime, 1 o'clock. And then in the evening rallies beginning at 6:30 during the DNC at Huron Street in North Glen. The address is, you have to write this down, 10828 Huron Street. 10828 Huron Street. And we're going to have a great time. So we got the Sheets of Shame, and we have the Clinton Watch, and we have Power in the Park in the evening rallies. It's a lot. And in fact, you could get an email from American Right to Life with this and send it to your friends or to your church. Okay. Now, that's all the upbeat news of what the pro-lifers, Christians are doing. In fact, you know who else should be at Power in the Park? Our friend that I was with just 2 weeks ago, Pat Mahoney, has been in the news all over the world this past week. He went to Beijing, China, and he unfurled a banner that said, "Jesus Christ is Lord," in English and Chinese. And he cried out to the people the truth, and he was arrested and deported. So we were worried that he'd be in jail during the DNC when we need his help here in Colorado. But he'll be here. Randall Terry will be here. Dr. Alveda King will be here. Just an extraordinary effort by Christians and pro-lifers to shout out against the wickedness, cry out against the wickedness of the leaders in this country. Okay, now, Bob Schaefer went on KHOW Radio with Dan Kaplis and Craig Silverman, and he was pressed, especially by Craig Silverman, on this personhood, pro-life personhood amendment. Bob Schaefer, your whole life, your public position has been that life begins at conception, life begins at fertilization. Now it's on the ballot. Now, on this particular show, Dan Kaplis was not there. The show's called Kaplis and Silverman. And he was pressed. Now, Bob Schaefer is a politician. And he did not know that 24 hours before, Dr. James Dobson had just endorsed Amendment 48, Colorado's personhood amendment. He didn't know that. And he, you'll hear him basically blame his lack of support on, well, you'll hear it. So we got that audio ready. Let's listen to Bob Schaefer on why he refuses to support the personhood amendment.
What about the personhood initiative, which says that life begins at fertilization? Are you for that or against it?
Well, I am right in line with the Catholic Church and the Archbishop of Denver, the Archbishop of or the Bishop of Colorado Springs, Bishop Sheridan and Bishop Tafoya in the Pueblo Archdiocese. They've taken thoughtful approach to that initiative, and I'm pro-life, and I don't want to see any efforts that have the unintended consequence of further cementing bad federal law, Supreme Court decisions against the in a way that works against the unborn.
So you're voting against the personhood initiative?
I am right with the Archbishop of Denver. And,
well, I'm not
the
familiar
others,
with his position.
Well, I just don't support the initiative. I think there are other strategies and tactics that get us far closer to advancing the cause of human life, and I don't think that giving the courts an opportunity to reinforce the Casey decision is in the best interest of advancing human dignity.
All right. Now, that's Bob Schaefer coming up with the reason why he's going to vote no on the definition of human life beginning at fertilization. Should the Colorado Constitution be amended to define person as every human from the moment of fertilization? Bob Schaefer is going to vote no. The courts are overwhelmingly pro-abortion. The federal judiciary, 60% of which was put in their position by Republicans. Bob Schaefer wants to be a Republican senator. As such, he'd get to vote to confirm or not judicial nominees that were nominated by the president. So he says that he wants to help confirm the kinds of judges that the Republican presidents have put on the Supreme Court. Well, the problem with that is not one of our judges, and he's blaming his apathy on this amendment on the Archbishop Chaput. That's what he's doing. So Archbishop Chaput is providing cover for cowardly politicians who their whole lives have said that a person's life begins at fertilization. And now for the first time when they have the opportunity to stand up for that principle instead of just rhetoric at a pro-life fundraiser to get pro-life money and votes, for the first time, the historic opportunity, he's going to vote against it. He's going to oppose it, and he encourages other people to vote against it. And he's taking cover from Archbishop Chaput. It's just astounding. It's devastating. And so when we look at the courts, not one of our U.S. Supreme Court justices, not one, has ever held the right to life of the unborn, not one ever, has ever in any decision, even in a dissent, majority opinion or a dissent, in the Supreme Court or any federal case ever, has ever held that the unborn child is a person who has the right to life. And their argument is, we can't do this because the courts are against it. So what does that mean then? We're going to wait until the courts are for it before godly men and women stand up to teach the nation that the unborn are people? We're going to wait for the courts to take the leadership? Why would these godless courts ever take the leadership, ever, if godly men and women, leaders of churches, suppose conservative Christian pro-lifers don't have the guts and the courage to lead and teach? Why are they going to wait for the courts? The pagan courts are never going to lead on what's right and good. Of course the courts are lined up to overturn a personhood amendment. Of course they are, because for 40 years our Christian and political conservative leaders have not taught the judges. They haven't taught the law schools. They haven't taught our law students or our politicians that the unborn are people. They haven't done that. So all those groups, they don't know it. They don't know it. They don't believe it. Why don't they know it? Because the Christians haven't taught them. The Christians have been regulating child killing for decades. And every time you regulate the killing of unborn children, you convince another judge that that fetus is not a person. Because if that fetus was a person, as Roe v. Wade itself says, then the case for abortion collapses. You can't have abortion if the fetus is a person. So a National Right to Life says, well, if you offer a painkiller, an anesthetic, then you could kill the baby. They are destroying the understanding of personhood in the mind of the politicians who advocate that, and the judges who uphold it, and the public who then think that abortion is more humane because the fetus won't feel pain. Put him out of his misery. And actually, the baby's not in misery. It's the mother or the father that's in misery because they don't want the child. Planned Parenthood's filthy saying, every child a wanted child. You know what that should mean? That should mean people should want every child. What they make it mean is if a child is unwanted, kill them. Every child is a wanted child, so kill the ones that are not. And when you do that, child abuse increases. It doesn't decrease. So we're going to play this clip again next week, and we'll talk through it more. But this cowardly position that we're going to wait until the courts lead us. We Christian pro-lifers, the bishops of the country, we're going to wait until the courts lead us. We're not going to lead. We don't have the political courage, the moral fortitude, the spiritual integrity to teach the truth that every child is made in God's image and likeness and has the God-given right to life from his creator. He is a person. She is a person. We are afraid to stand up for what is true. We're afraid. This is fear-driven politics. This is status quo, power-based politics. And Bob Schaefer should be blasted by every pro-lifer. Blasted. Pro-life Republicans need to learn. You're going to either stand up and be courageous. If you view the unborn as a liability, you're going to go down. Not from the other side, from us. From us, Lord willing, you're going to go down. Bob Schaefer. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a great school. Maranatha.